My mom told me I should have a safety network. It's a few adults I can talk to about anything.
And there's one more very important person you should add to your safety network. I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids. If you're a Christian, then God is in your safety network. He loves you, and He's always there to hear what you're thinking about. Just listen to what He says in Psalm 91. Because He has set His love upon me, I will deliver him. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. Our story today is called Safety Net. Nadia and Lexi sat in the grass waiting for the bus. Lexi was quiet this morning. She had something on her mind. "What are you thinking about?" Nadia asked. Lexi looked up. "I was just thinking about a conversation I had with my mom yesterday. She talked to me about something called a safety network. She seemed pretty serious about it." Nadia looked confused. "What's a safety network?" "It's a list of 5 people that I trust, like my mom, my dad, our teacher, Mrs. Schenk, my aunt, and my grandma. Those are the people I can talk to about anything. Mom says that if anyone ever says or does anything to me that makes me feel uncomfortable, I can always go talk to the people in my safety network." "That's a good idea," said Nadia. "It's good to have a plan in case anything scary ever happens." Lexi nodded her agreement. "Do you remember last summer when our moms took us to the circus? That man walking the tightrope had a safety net underneath him. That way, even if something scary happened, he knew he'd be safe. Mom said a safety network is kind of like that." Lexi picked some grass and rubbed it between her fingers. "Talking to my mom about it also made me thankful for God's safety net." "What do you mean?" asked Nadia. "Well, when my mom and I were talking, we read a chapter in the Bible about how God is our protector and that we can always trust him. Jesus died to save us from the scariest thing of all, eternity without God. And he promises to be with us when scary things happen. Mom said one of the ways he helps us is through people we can trust, like those in our safety network." Lexi reached into her backpack and pulled out her little Bible. "Here, I put a bookmark in it. It's in Psalms." They both stood up when they heard the bus rumbling closer. Lexi turned and waved to her mom, who had been watching them from the porch. "You're right, Lexi," Nadia said after she read the passage in Lexi's Bible on the way to school. "It makes me feel good knowing God has given me a safety net." So how about you? Do you have a safety network? A list of people you can talk to about anything. Having a safety network is very important, and if you don't have one, talk to your mom, dad, or other adult you trust about who should be in it. And remember that God is first on your list. If you know Jesus, he promises to be with you all the time. Go to him when things in your life get scary and trust him to help you. Our key verse is Psalm 91:2.
"He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in whom I trust."
And our key thought today, have a safety network.
Hey, Zach, what do you do when your closest friend doesn't want to be your friend anymore?
Hi, Shelby. That sounds like a tough situation. I know it can feel pretty bad when a friend doesn't want to be a friend anymore. My advice to you is to continue to be kind to them. That's what Jesus would want you to do. Then, when your friend sees you treating them kindly, they might realize that you still care about them no matter what. Now, if that doesn't work, you can still be kind to them, but realize that there are many more people in your neighborhood, church, or school that would probably like to be your friend too. And lastly, Jesus will always be a good friend to you no matter what. Hebrews 13:5 says, "God has said, never will I leave you and never will I forsake you." Thanks again, Shelby, for writing to me. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.